This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. All of a sudden, everybody's talking about the anti-cancer benefits of turmeric. It's been headline news now across the media. It just exploded recently. UK Daily Mail did a story, for example, of a man who had some kind of blood cancer, and he started using turmeric, and it eliminated every last sign of cancer. And he's not doing chemotherapy, he's not doing cancer drugs, anything like that. And this is on top of other stories that we've published at Natural News, a woman who did a similar thing, just stopped taking all the cancer pills and instead started taking turmeric. And sure enough, the cancer was gone. And, you know, if you look at the scientific literature, this is no surprise. Turmeric has anti-cancer compounds. It has anti-inflammatory compounds. Curcumin is perhaps the best known compound, but it's not the only one. There are hundreds, if not maybe approaching 1,000 chemical constituents or molecular phytochemicals, as they're called, in turmeric. It's one of the best, the most potent superfoods of all time. And I've been telling you, by the way, for years about turmeric. If you've read Natural News or if you've listened to my podcast for years, I've mentioned it many times, and I drink it every day. I actually buy turmeric in bulk because, the FDA won't even let me say why we buy it by the ton. But I'll just say this. I have my own personal stash of laboratory-validated turmeric because I run it on the ICP-MS instrument in the lab to make sure it's low lead, because lead is the problem in turmeric. I'll talk about that in a sec. But I have my own personal low-lead stash of turmeric, and I put a heaping spoon into every smoothie every morning, and I've been doing that for years. And that's how I know that I'm never going to die of cancer. I'm never going to have a cancer tumor out of control, because I also do other things like sulforaphane, and I do turmeric, and I do apple peel powder, and I do superfoods and phytonutrients, and I do lots and lots of things that support health and wellness, so I don't have to live in fear of a spontaneous, disastrous health diagnosis, because I am eating anti-cancer foods every day. And I'm also testing them in the lab to make sure that they are safe and that they are genuine, for example. So a lot of people are just now finally getting turned on to turmeric. And by the way, it is pronounced turmeric. Please don't pronounce it turmeric. People like to say it's a tumeric, which isn't really how it's spelled. It's spelled T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, turmeric or turmeric, but not turmeric. So just that clarification. I hear a lot of people mispronounce this word. I know it's kind of a crazy word, so just try turmeric, with the emphasis on the second syllable, turmeric. Anyway, turmeric is, it's on my list of, you know, the top, I don't know what, top five foods, healing foods of all time, or even nutritional supplements of all time. There's like vitamin C, vitamin D, astaxanthin, turmeric, garlic, ginger, you know, it's in that neighborhood. It's right up there with the top healing food-based nutrients of all time. And it is amazing. And that's why I drink it every day. I literally put it into my smoothie, just in case you're curious what's in my smoothie. It's avocados. Well, one whole avocado. Okay, this is like a blender pitcher. The full pitcher, the full size, like on a Blendtec or something, or a Vitamix. I'm actually using a Vitamix in this case. I have the whole pitcher done, and I put in one avocado, one banana, some coconut water, turmeric. I'm using the rice bran fiber that the FDA won't even allow me to say where you can get it, by the way. Anyway, I'm using rice bran fiber. I'm using chia seeds. I'm using whey protein that's also laboratory tested for lots of things, including, you know, hormones and things like that. What else am I putting in there? Oh, cacao nibs. I always put cacao nibs in there. And to me, it's like a chocolate smoothie. It's amazing. And the turmeric, you might think that's a weird thing to put in there. But it's not. You start small. You start with like, I don't know, a quarter of a gram or whatever. And you just build up until you're putting like 5 grams in there every day. Or whatever a heaping spoonful of turmeric weighs. I don't know. Is that 5 grams? I'm not sure. just one heaping tablespoon of turmeric every day. So I'm getting a massive anti-cancer superfood every day throughout the day with all the other benefits of cognitive enhancement, anti-inflammatory benefits for joints and, you know, liver health as well, all, immune system health, all these things. That's why I almost never get sick, by the way. And I don't take vaccines, right? I wouldn't touch vaccines. Don't need them. Immune system does that for you. You just boost the immune system with things like turmeric. But here's the warning that you got to watch out for on turmeric. When it is dirty, when you get it from dirty sources, i.e. often India or China, and those are the two main sources of turmeric, it's contaminated with lead. And this is because turmeric is a root. I actually grow turmeric, by the way, so I'm quite familiar with this plant, and it grows these beautiful roots. You know, they look like ginger roots, but they're more orange-ish. They're more potent than ginger in many ways. They have different chemical constituents, and some of them are pigments that make it look orange, like on fire orange. And since they're growing in soil, they tend to take in, you know, a lot of the contaminants that are in soils, and India, sadly, in many places, is quite polluted. And so is China, even more so. So we routinely test turmeric products in our lab, CWC Labs. We use ICP-MS, mass spec analysis, which is sensitive to parts per billion concentrations. And we test lead isotopes 206, 207, and 208, three common naturally occurring isotopes of lead. And when I say naturally occurring, I don't mean it's in all the soil. What I mean is that lead that is out there in the world, even when it's pollution, is split among different masses. And those masses have different, what's called a natural abundance ratios. And so that's what I mean. I don't mean that lead is natural in that sense. What I mean is that the proportions of the mass isotopes is known to be a certain ratio, and that's called natural abundance. I just want to explain that term. But the problem is that even though there is lead in the world, that a lot of industrial processes and manufacturing in particular have taken lead and they have released it into the environment, either through the air or, more importantly, in the water. A lot of water in India and China is heavily contaminated with lead. And even in Flint, Michigan, by the way, remember that whole episode? Yeah, there's lead in the water in the U.S. too. So it's not just other countries. But if you irrigate turmeric plants or any plant with lead-contaminated water, what do you get? You get lead-contaminated turmeric root or ginger root or whatever you're growing. So the contamination in the water goes into the plant, and the contamination in the soil also goes into the plant. And that's how you get a lot of lead contamination. And that's how you get, you know, if you get dirty turmeric, you're eating lead poisoning. I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but that it's very common out there. We've tested many products, and the FDA even issued a forced recall or a warning about a year ago, I think, or a year and a half, about certain brands of turmeric that were sold that contained crazy high levels of lead. I think it was like 5 to 10 parts per million lead, which was pretty much off the charts in terms of what is allowable or safe. And we tested some of those brands and we found that. Yeah. I published a whole book on this. It's called Food Forensics. You can download the first chapter for free at foodforensics.com. And there I published the heavy metals test results for 800 foods, including spices and dog food and frozen food and fast food, all kinds of things. Lead is the problem with turmeric. So my advice is, yes, you should probably think about consuming turmeric, especially if you want to be healthy. But secondly, if you get turmeric, and remember, I cannot recommend a specific brand due to FDA regulations because I've mentioned cancer and other things here. All I can say is if you buy turmeric, make sure it's laboratory tested and validated to have virtually no lead. That's the important part here. Turmeric and lead. Lead is the issue with turmeric. Whereas with fish and seafood, it's more of a mercury issue or sometimes an arsenic issue. But with turmeric, it's lead. Always. We see it over and over again. Like cacao, it's cadmium. And sometimes lead. But with turmeric, it's always lead. There's no exception to that. We see it time and time again. So you can get turmeric liquids. You know, there's turmeric powders out there. You can buy turmeric spice at the grocery store. But do you know, is it safe? Has it been tested? Probably not. So if you're going to get turmeric, get lab-tested turmeric. That's all I have to say on that topic. It's an amazing healing spice, but you got to make sure you're getting the clean stuff. So you can read more about this, by the way, at turmeric.news. Yep, we have that domain too, turmeric.news. And we also have superfoods.news. So check those out if you want more daily. Well, it's not every day sometimes, but it's all about superfoods and healing foods. So check out those websites. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.